At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we're going to have a round two of question and answers with the hosts.
Woot, woot.
So if you listened last week, Sarah and I came up with some questions to ask each other, and we did kind of a rapid fire back and forth where one of us would ask a question and then we would answer, both of us would answer it, and then we would switch off and the other person would ask a question. So we're going to do the same thing this week and just see how it goes.
All right.
Do you want to do a quick catch up first and see how things are going?
Yeah, we can do that. How was your week?
It was okay. Kind of long. I kind of got it frustrated a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
Was it Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday?
It was Tuesday. Yeah. I got really frustrated and I was in a very bad mood. And on my way home, and this is totally like first world problems. My phone wouldn't connect to my car. And like the Apple CarPlay wasn't working. And I listened to Apple CarPlay to and from work. And I have like an hour plus commute most of the time. So I was getting frustrated and I punched my car because I was mad. Anger issues. And then on my way out, it still wasn't working. So I stopped, turned off my car. I thought, sometimes that fixes it. So I turned off my car, reinitialized the radio by turning the car back on and letting it start up, and it still wasn't working. So then I restarted my phone thinking, well, that might work. It still didn't work. So I just got pissed off and just started driving down the road. And then some asshat decided they were going to not use their turn signal, turn in front of the car, cut off the car that's in front of me, and then stop traffic because they wanted to turn left. So it's two lane road. They got from the right lane into the left lane and stopped. So I pulled around him and threw the coffee that I had in my car at him. So that was my Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. James was having a rough time.
I was annoyed. There was an issue with a meeting that we had that day. I was frustrated with the people. My phone was giving me issues. My car was giving me issues. I wanted to run my car into a wall. I was just frustrated all day. And then someone cut me off and they pissed me off and I was mad. So I threw something at them.
Yeah. You know that you shouldn't throw things at people, right? That's a bad thing.
You know, no, they deserved it. They were assholes. They 100% deserved it. If my car, I don't think it actually hit them, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but they deserved it if it did, and it made a mess on their car.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Anyways. How's Sarah?
Well,
I'm much better now. I'm not in a bad mood now.
That's good. I'm alive. I got some good news today, which was nice, which was that my appeal to school, saying, hey, I dropped my classes because I'm really sick and here's why, please don't make me pay you money. Yeah. So they approved it. Which is great. And not only do they approve it, and not only do I not have to spend money, like, to pay them off, but they're going to give me some money back.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm very excited. But I have my upcoming oncology appointment on Tuesday. And so I've been kind of trying to process stuff emotionally, you know, because we're gonna be talking about surgery dates, and that means, you know, the decisions that I've made about what I'm doing, which is like to remove everything. But I really wanted to have a kiddo of my own. So I mean,
you can always adopt.
I know. And I know that. But it was just like, I was having like a little moment of just like, you know, feeling sad about the fact that, okay, nothing that I wanted is going to happen quite the way I wanted it to. But, you know, and like, I'm in the midst of this breakdown, right? I'm crying. I'm feeling gross. And then I get a text message from one of my friends with a picture of an ultrasound telling me that they're having a baby.
Who do we need to go punch in the uterus, Sarah?
I was like, I'm so excited for you, but the timing could not have been worse.
Now listen. Listen, you can't pull, I can't remember what the movie's called, but you can't steal that person's baby, Sarah.
I'm not going to steal that person's baby. I'm not going to. But I will say, like, the universe could have been a little bit nicer to me right that minute.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be you.
But then it wouldn't be me. That, you know, that's, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, but other than that, I'm pretty okay. I'm a little depressed because one of my K-pop boys passed away.
I saw that. I didn't know if that was someone that you knew,
yes,
you were a fan of, but I did see that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Moonbin from Astro. He was so sweet and so wonderful. And like, I remember he did some acting pieces, where he actually helped bring a lot of, depth of character to a gay character. And like, that's really difficult to do in Korean dramas, especially because being gay is still really not very acceptable there. But he was in a drama where he portrayed a gay person. He did a really great job of not making it come across sleazy like some straight actors do, you know?
Yeah.
So that was nice. It made me very sad. I was very sad.
What? So I always have an issue with that. What is your take on straight actors playing a gay character?
I really don't like it.
Yeah.
I really don't like it, but I also know sometimes there are people out there who just aren't comfortable coming forward and doing it themselves. So like in this instance, it's like some representation is better than no representation, even if that person isn't actually gay.
Yeah.
Especially like in, so it's like how I feel about To Wong Fu, which is a really famous movie with Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes and John Leguizamo, about three drag queens who travel across the country on a road trip. Amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
I would say the same thing about Priscilla.
Oh, yeah. Priscilla is really good, too. Yeah. In the Desert.
And they're, I think they're all straight actors.
I think they're all straight actors as well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the thing is that, yeah, it sucked that they were being played by straight actors because, you know that it's just the fantasy, but at least they did a good job. Like in To Wong Fu, like all the actors went and studied with like real drag queens. Like they immersed themselves in the culture and, you know, it was the representation that we needed at that time, even though it's not real, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like in America, gay actors should be able to play gay characters. Like, because, you know, we've had, you know, the straight actors and we've made a lot of moves forward. And I think we should continue moving forward and allowing, you know, queer voices to tell their own goddamn stories. But I understand in other countries, they're not as quote unquote progressive as we are. So they haven't had any representation for a while.
Yeah.
So it's a catch 22 sometimes, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think I agree. I think it makes sense when there are gay actors that are available and that audition for it, then it should be them that get the role. Yeah. But then it's like, if it's a small, like a movie that you want a big actor in to get actually like to get attraction, I can understand the reasoning from a business standpoint to choose someone that is a straight actor that has like something behind their name.
Right.
I don't think that's right, but I think I understand from a business standpoint why they do it.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, do you want to jump into the questions?
Yeah. I was like, I don't even know where we ended. And then I noticed that I put like a little note telling me where we've left off last time.
Oops. I just came up with all new questions because we ran through all of the ones I had last time.
Yeah, because you didn't have the whole list like I do.
I have 20 now.
Hey, there you go. We made it about halfway through my list. Let's see.
I also got a boom arm for my mic.
Ooh.
So it's not sitting on my desk. It's actually
in your face.
above my desk. Well, like the last time it was, I had to like lean down to get my mouth, to get my face into it. And then it also, I mean, it still kind of blocks my view of my keyboard, but.
But it's better than it was. Yeah. Yeah.
It's even better if I do it this way.
Oh my.
Because it doesn't block my view, but then you can't see my face.
And see, and that's a tragedy because the reason that I do this is so I can see your face.
So yeah, hold on. Let me put it back. There you go.
There we go.
I mean, you can still, it still cuts off part of my face, but yeah, it's but my chin, so.
It doesn't cut off your whole face.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to go first?
Sure. If money wasn't a problem, what's the first thing you would do?
Probably travel.
Where would you go first?
I would probably go to London or somewhere in the UK first. That's fair. I just think that sounds fun. I always wanted to go overseas and see the UK and see what all's over there. And I think that would be the first thing I would do. What about you?
I'd get a new car. If money's not a problem, I've got a new car.
Yeah.
And then I'm traveling the world.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes in line with one of the questions I have later. Where is it? Let me see. Where is it?
I don't know. Where is it?
Nope, not that one. Where did it go? Oh, if you were to get a large sum of money, enough to live off of for the rest of your life, how would you quit your job?
Oh, how would I quit my job?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And just remind everybody what you do as a job, like where you work.
Oh, I work the front desk for a massage parlor, for a massage chain. What's hilarious is I probably wouldn't actually like quit because I like my coworkers a lot, but I would definitely like be like, okay, I'm working 2 days a week maximum.
I mean, if you hated your job, I would say if I worked where you work and I hated my job, change the massage oil out for Nair.
Ooh. Dang.
Yikes.
No, I wouldn't go that far. If I hated my job, my very last, I would make sure that my very last day was a day that I was closing, and I would just do none of the closing duties. So I wouldn't take out the trash. I wouldn't turn out the lights. I wouldn't I would lock the door and set the alarm.
Just be an inconvenience for the other person.
But I would just be an inconvenience. but that would be if I also hated my coworkers.
No.
Which I don't. I love my coworkers. My coworkers are amazing and wonderful.
Okay. My actual next question is a two-parter. Who is your favorite Disney villain is the first part.
My favorite Disney villain is probably, I don't know. I really liked Ursula as a kid because The Little Mermaid was my first Disney movie.
Yeah.
But I would say probably like now as an adult, probably Captain Hook. I like Captain Hook a lot.
Okay. Why?
He's one of the few like male villains.
Yeah. I mean, there's Jafar, Scar.
Yeah, Jafar, Scar, and...
Is Captain Hook really a Disney character?
Captain Hook is a Disney character.
Hmm.
There's Captain Hook. But there's another one that I can't think of right this second. But you know, I don't know. I think it's because he's so funny to me. Like, he has a hook for a hand, he's a pirate, and he's being chased around by a crocodile that swallowed a clock.
That swallowed his clock.
So it's like, and his hand, like, took his hand and the clock. No. So it's like, there's something so entertaining to me about a villain who's being chased around by a crocodile that has a clock ticking inside of it.
Yeah. I would have to say either Yzma.
Ooh, yeah.
Or Maleficent.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm a big fan of Maleficent. But that leads me to the second question. Do you really think that Ursula is a Disney villain? I think she's just a good businesswoman.
I think she's a villain in how she like tries to win by cheating, essentially.
Yeah.
But like, really though, you're right. She's just a really good businesswoman. She knows exactly what she wants and how to get it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think she becomes the villain when she starts cheating the system.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess you could probably argue that she cheats the system all the time with right. all of the business dealings that she does.
One could say that, yes.
Ooh, or Cruella de Vil. Although she did want to hurt dogs.
So she did want to hurt dogs.
Okay, I don't like her. I do like the Cruella that, what was her name?
Emma Stone
plays.
Yes. That was a good movie. I think they should have just stuck with letting her hate dogs, though, honestly.
I don't know.
The only reason I say that is just because, like, it was very central to the character.
Yeah.
And so it took something away. She wasn't really Cruella to me because of that.
Yeah, I just liked it. I liked her portrayal of Cruella and the story that was being told. I really enjoyed that movie.
No, it was a really good movie. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying it definitely changed. She wasn't really a villain anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that leads to a question that's not on my list, but that is relevant of, like, how do you feel about these movies kind of giving the other side of the story for the villains?
Like the new Maleficent with, what is her name? Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, like Maleficent and Cruella. And
I like them. I mean, it's kind of a retelling of a story, and like, I really enjoyed Maleficent and both Same. Of them. Both of them, because there's the second one now too, and I liked the story around it and the fact that it was like telling it from like a here's the reason behind the madness and the reason mm-hmm. behind how she feels towards. I do agree with the Cruella. It changes the way that Cruella de Vil or 101 Dalmatians is actually told, because she technically is the person that gives the Dalmatian to the two main characters in 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense, but I liked the movie as a standalone movie. If you don't think about the other, it's kind of like the new Halloween. If you don't think about the other Halloween movies, it's just a good movie.
Right.
Like, that's the thing that it really annoys me when people get stuck up on it. It's like, well, it's not in line with the other movies, or it's telling a different, completely different story. Like, okay, well, think of it as it's its own movie.
Right.
Did you like it as a movie? Like, yeah. With all the characteristics in the movie and all the items that was covered in the movie, that were covered in the movie, did you like it as a movie?
I think that's how I feel, too.
Same thing with the new Star Wars, too. It's like, everybody's all pissy about the Star Wars and the fact that they didn't like them. And it's like, but they were okay. They were good movies. They just weren't the same Star Wars movies, because it's not 1970 and the early 90s anymore.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, we're not back then anymore. Yeah. But I think it really depends for me, because sometimes I'm like, okay, yeah, I enjoyed that movie. But on the other hand, it's like, why is it even associated with this other thing? Because it's so vastly different.
No.
That's how I feel. But see, I feel that more about like when they try to film a book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, if you've changed so many important details from the book to make this movie, is it really the same story anymore?
Yeah, I could see that. Okay.
Like, I think that's where I'm a little bit more militant, I guess one could say.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're turning a book into a movie, at least get the majority of the details right. How many times have you shoplifted?
I think I've only ever stolen something once, and it was when I was young, probably in my early teens, and I took the newspaper from the Burger King that we were eating at, because my mom was mad that she didn't get to finish reading the newspaper, so I took it so she could finish reading it.
Wow.
So it wasn't even something I wanted.
You were doing the wrong thing for the right reasons. I'm over here like, I stole a piece of candy. I was like five, and I got caught.
Yeah.
And then I never stole anything again because it was extremely embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And I don't like to be embarrassed in public. So if there's anything that will lead me to a public embarrassment, I tend to not do it.
Yeah. So in my case, the public embarrassment was not getting caught because I didn't get caught until I got home. The public embarrassment was that my ex-stepfather, who is fucking insane, decided that he was going to give me like the most severe punishment so that I would never, ever, ever do that again. Right. So I'm 5 years old. I got grounded to my room for 3 days. So I wasn't allowed out of my room for 3 days. I got a spanking. And then I was forced to go and personally apologize to the owner of the store and pay him back for the candy.
I have a really funny story about, not that, but you said spanking and it reminded me of something.
About childhood trauma.
Yeah. Well, no, it's really funny. So whenever I was little, I don't remember even what I got in trouble for, but I had just watched the Power Rangers movie, and the pink Power Ranger at some point says, "Gotta love it." Mm-hmm. And I did that after my mom spanked me. I don't know why. It wasn't funny. It was very awkward.
Wow.
And that's not even something that I am partial to. So I don't know. I don't know why that happened, but
for some reason that
popped in my head when that was happening and I just said it out loud.
There you go.
Moving on to my next question. If they were to make a movie about your life, who would play you and who would play me?
Ooh. See, I know who would play me or who I want to play me, and it's Emmy Rossum.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Because I think we look similar enough and we both have the really curly hair, so I think she could pull it off. Yeah. But who to play you? Because we got to find somebody like tall and funny and I don't know who I'd have play you. I can't think of anybody who matches up to you.
Yeah. I said Jake Gyllenhaal, and then for you, it would be Kate Winslet.
Ooh,
but like Titanic era Kate Winslet.
I would love to be played by Kate Winslet. That'd be amazing. Let me just like flip my hair back. That sounds great. Jake Gyllenhaal for you? Yeah, I could see that. I think I'd probably have you played. It wouldn't work because this is all fantasy, so we can go with it. Cary Grant. He's an old time actor.
Yeah.
I feel like you two have very similar senses of humor.
Okay. All right.
So I feel, Cary Grant.
Okay.
It would never happen, but here we are. Are there any drugs that you would try?
No.
No.
I'm not a big drug person. There's nothing that kind of stands out that's like, ooh, that sounds like it would be fun. I think more than likely it'll just be annoying to me. Even alcohol, like I don't drink that much anymore. And when I do, it's usually like just a glass of something. I don't know. I don't like the idea of smoking something or taking something that is going to
alter your state of being.
Yeah. And same thing with like alcohol. It's like if I don't feel well the next day, or there's like a side effect or something like that lingers afterwards, it drives me crazy.
Mm.
So yeah, no, not really. I mean, I might for sleep purposes, maybe like gummies, but that would be it.
Mm, that's fair.
I mean, you're token on your...
Yeah, I'm token on my weed pen. I'm not right this second. I actually, like when I asked that, I was like, where did it go? What did I do with it?
She's jonesing people.
I'm starting to be able to feel my body parts, so I have to take it again. No, I was thinking about this the other day because I've tried, like now I've tried weed, obviously. And then I've also tried shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I like shrooms because you know like about how long it's gonna last, and it's really nice because I'm a person who really struggles to relax.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few times that I can actually like just chill.
I think part of my issue, or part of my reservation, I won't say issue, I'll say reservation, is also because I know with my family, there's a very high tendency for addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have that as an issue. And it's kind of part of the reason I don't really drink that much.
Right.
Because like everyone in my family almost has addiction problems. So my addiction problem is eating.
Same. I say as I'm like literally waiting for my Uber Eats to drop off my liquid death. Not a sponsor. I drink enough though that they should be a sponsor.
Yeah. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, my go-to karaoke song. I don't think I have a go-to.
Yeah. Is there like a genre or a specific like person that you would always go to?
I definitely lean towards like 70s, 80s pop or folk. So like I really like America's Sister Golden Hair.
Yeah.
And I know I've done Madonna's Material Girl before. I tend to go for songs that I can sing the entire thing without the music and the lyrics in front of me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if I can sing the full thing like that, then I'll totally do it for karaoke. But if I don't have it completely memorized, like in my head solid without anything, I won't do it.
Okay. They actually asked this at one of our meetings as like a icebreaker type of thing at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always go to Glitter in the Air by Pink.
Oh, that's a good one.
Amazing song. Love it. My favorite. One of my favorite songs.
That is a good song. That's a good song. What was your least favorite class in high school?
History.
That's fair.
Anything related to history, it's kind of like, I get the importance of understanding like what happened, but it's just so boring.
That's fair. Boring
to me. And especially the way that it's taught in our high school, it was like all about wars.
Yeah.
And like that stuff. And I'm like, I don't really fucking care about wars. Like I understand the reasoning. I don't always understand the reasoning behind a war, but I understand when they were fought and what they thought they were being fought for. I'm not a huge fan of war.
Right.
Same thing with like movies. Like Ryan wanted to watch a movie that was about, I don't remember what war was, or anything really with like the Wild Wild West. I'm like, I don't, that's not interesting to me. I don't care.
That's fair. I love history, but I will agree with you. Our history class, or at least the history classes that I took, just no.
Yeah.
No.
It's like the same thing. They focused all on, here's the war that we fought at this time, and here's why we fought it, and here's who won it. And it's like, I don't fucking care.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah.
Tell me something interesting about it. Like, what was, and I'm sure we probably did cover this, but like, what was the reasoning behind the Boston Tea Party, and who was involved in the Boston Tea Party, or who was involved in things like what we've discussed in the last couple of months, where like the civil rights movement and women's rights, women's suffrage. Like, talk more about those things than the wars and all that crap, because I don't care about war.
Right, right.
Like, make it interesting. That's my thing. It's any class where I'm not interested and I'm not being kept involved and engaged with, I'm gonna get bored with it and I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, economics for me.
I could see that, yeah.
Economics remains the only class that I ever flunked. And it was so boring. I don't even remember who the teacher was, but she was so boring. And like, it didn't help that we were in a computer lab for the class. And like, I was sitting next to Sarah, and we had figured out how to like get the messenger on the computer. So we were just messaging each other back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But I failed that class. I flunked.
The only class I ever failed was English. And the only reason I failed it was because I was out for over a month with tonsillitis. I had an abscess on my tonsil.
Right. I remember that.
And they wouldn't give me the homework to do, and they wouldn't let me make it up. So I had to take it in the summer. And that's part of the reason I didn't walk for graduation.
That's right. Right. I was going to have to take economics again. And then I was just like, you know what? Let me not.
What would you be buried with if you knew you would be able to take it with you to either your next life or the afterlife?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really good question. What would I have buried with me? You know what? I'd probably have like one of my diaries buried with me. So that I could like remember some of my past self.
Yeah. I would say something similar, like my phone or my laptop.
Yeah.
Because I could always look back and see.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, I would bring popcorn with me too. So, because he's so soft and cuddly. I'd be sad if he was gone. Let's see. Do you think Bigfoot exists?
I think a version of a humanoid that people refer to as Bigfoot exists. Yes.
Okay.
So like someone that has grown and adapted in the wilderness that doesn't interact with people and that's the only thing they know. Yes. I don't think that like the half ape, half person type of Bigfoot thing exists. No.
Right. I'm interested in this answer that you're giving.
Really?
I think I agree. I definitely believe that there's more out there than we know.
Yeah.
And I think Bigfoot is one of those things. Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
Cue the X-Files theme song.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think that we should be going after it.
No.
To be honest. Like, it's one thing if we, like, randomly run into it, but I don't think we should purposefully be going out there looking for it. I think we should just leave it alone.
What about the Loch Ness Monster? Nessie.
That's actually related to my next question. I like Nessie. I think Nessie exists. I think I believe in that.
I think it's the same answer. Like, there's an animal that has adapted to the life in living in the Loch Ness.
Yeah.
That used to be like something else. I think evolution is a thing. So anytime that something has to adapt to its living situation, it will. So the fact that we don't always see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
That is true.
And that's probably the reason it is able to live, because we don't have to see it and we don't get to see it.
Probably that, yeah.
Because as humans, we would probably kill it and put it on display like monsters.
Like we already do.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do now that you remember thinking when you were younger, only old people do that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think complaining about the weather.
Yeah.
Is definitely something that I was like, man, old people do that. I'm not going to do that. That's definitely one. The other one is like going, oh, these children.
Yeah. I would say complain about children, but I did that when I was a child too.
I mean,
because I hated children, even when I was a child. I hated them.
Yeah, you're just full of the haterade.
I'm not. I just don't like children. They're annoying.
You're annoying.
I know, and I'm okay with that. I am okay with that life being annoying. It's like I say, I'm an asshole, and I know I'm an asshole. I live with it.
I mean, at least you know.
Yeah.
At least you know. Do you have a favorite cryptid, such as the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil?
I have one that I find the most interesting, and that would be, what are they called?
I don't know. Describe this creature to me.
They can take the form of anything, and it happens. Skinwalkers. That's what it is, yeah. Those are the most interesting to me, and the reason I think that they're most interesting, and I, like, the first time I had actually listened or looked into any of them and started watching stuff about them on YouTube, was from a Jenna and Julian podcast episode where they talked about skinwalkers, and it was like a scary, spooky episode that they did. That was very interesting. So I don't really pay that close attention to any of them other than, and even skinwalkers I don't pay that much attention to. I just remember watching that episode, and it was interesting to listen to about them.
I think the Jersey Devil is probably one of my favorites.
Okay. Why?
Hold on. So I just got a text message from...
Is someone else pregnant? Is it Sam?
No. you know, saying that my non-contact order got delivered, right? And then I get this text message saying, shameful to not tip your delivery drivers. We make very little.
Don't be a douchebag.
But I did tip. I did tip, but also that's really unprofessional. Don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I like the Jersey Devil because it's such a weird conglomeration of things.
Yeah, I don't know that much about the Jersey Devil, so I wouldn't even be able to tell you. I think the only thing I know about it is based on Mamrie and Grace talked about the Jersey Devil because Grace is originally from New Jersey.
Mm. So the Jersey Devil originated in South Jersey and Philadelphia folklore, and it's described as a flying biped with hooves.
What is a biped?
A biped is something that walks on two legs.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like a horse, but also kind of like a goat. It's kind of weird. It's very weird.
How many of these
conglomeration of things.
Yeah. How many of these things do we think is just an accidental government experiment gone wrong?
Probably the majority of them, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, if we're being real honest right now. But I also, I was just reminded when I was looking up the Jersey Devil, I was also reminded of jackalopes, and I love them.
What are jackalopes?
So jackalopes are hares that have antlers.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
They're big.
Those are fun.
They are fun. I'm going to go get my drinks real quick.
Okay.
So we can cut this bit out later. You're so weird.
Bye. Now that I have you all alone, how's everybody doing? How are you all? Let us know. Either text us at our phone number, which is 765-557-4170, or visit our website, nowaboutthatproductions.com, and let us know how you're doing. No, 4170. Is that what I said? I don't know. She's back.
What were you saying?
Nothing?
Uh-huh. Sure.
I wasn't giving out your personal address or anything. Geez, Sarah.
I mean...
Who do you think I am? Putting your personal information on the internet? Who do you think I am?
Well, you're my bestie, boo, so I'm hoping that you're not doing that.
Don't say boo. I hate that word.
I love that word, so I'll say it if I want to.
My next question is, what are your top five used emojis?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, here, hold on, wait.
Okay, it doesn't say it's the frequently used is what I can see.
So, my frequently used is like the puppy dog eyes emoji. The smiley face with the little hearts around it. The cry face. The kissy face. And then heart eyes.
My most frequently used ones are... they're like party poppers. It's like they look like two bells at the top, and then it has like streamers coming off of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the little party thing, like the little horn thing.
The little horn.
For some reason, peanuts. I don't remember when I used peanuts before, but apparently I've used peanuts. And then embarrassed face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the smiley, like the wacky smiley with the tongue sticking out. Also, for some reason, a Christmas tree and a cat with heart eyes. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't really use emojis that much, though. So it's probably I was telling someone happy birthday or something, and that was the option. I just clicked it. I'm not a huge fan of emojis. Unless it's like the Memoji or whatever they're called now, where it's like you can make your own avatar and then do the like hard eyes and stuff like that. Those are the ones I typically use if I use any of them.
That's fair. I use emojis a decent amount because I'm bad with words, which is hilarious because I am a writer, but I don't know. This person is still texting me, telling me, like, they sent me a picture showing that I quote unquote didn't tip. And I'm like looking at my charges and going, I tipped.
I would just turn them into DoorDash or whatever it was.
Ugh.
Doesn't it like stop allowing them to contact you after a little while anyways?
It's supposed to, but it looks like they just like took my number from the thing.
That's rude. It's also very invasive. And typically, well, I know with DoorDash at least, it doesn't give them your number. It gives them a number that when they call it, it calls a different number that calls you.
Anyway, whatever. Can't believe I'm dealing with that right now. I'm like, I tipped. It came out of my bank account. I'm staring at it right now. anyway, going back to our conversation here. have you ever been to someplace haunted? And if so, have you ever seen anything that you couldn't explain?
No, you and I have talked about this before. I don't think so. And I don't know that I don't believe in ghosts. It's just that I've never noticed it. So I've never seen it. So I don't know. I can't say that it's something that happens. And a lot of the times when you like I watch the videos that are like, ooh, watch what this, what happened with this? I'm like, well, there's a reasonable explanation for everything that you're pointing out that either you as the person that's recording it could have done. And that's why you're recording it, because you know that it's going to happen. Or it like the wind blew it or something. Like, there's always, I can always find a reasonable explanation to explain what's happening. So no, I'm going to say no.
I
have been to some places that have made me feel uneasy, but not so much that I thought they were haunted, just that they had like a gross, dark feeling around them. Like when we went, it was you, me, and Megan, we went to that cemetery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember going there. And I think the main reason I was scared is because I didn't want to step on something like a grave or something,
mm-hmm.
a headstone. And it was so dark that you can't see anything.
I remember.
So that was my biggest thing. And then you and Megan were acting like psychopaths.
I always act like a psychopath.
Psychopath.
That's what you like about me though, right?
Sure, we'll go with that, yeah.
So I think I've definitely been to some places that were haunted, including but not limited to this one fort in St. Augustine. I think the biggest thing was for me that I've seen that like I couldn't really explain. When I was in St. Augustine, I don't remember which fort it was, but it looked out over the water. I remember that.
And I think you talked about this on one of our past episodes.
I think so.
When we were talking about...
And I touched something and I was seeing like this battle scene. I think that's the only thing that I can think of that I really genuinely can't explain what was going on there. That was really weird. But other than that, like, yeah, I've experienced like some haunting type stuff in other places. But I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I can't like explain.
No. Okay. If you were a ghost, so this kind of goes along with what you were talking about, and could possess someone, what would you make them do?
I was a ghost and I could visit. Oh, hey, I found my weed pen. I put my hand down and there it was.
Jesus, she's losing her mind now. She's just laughing so hard.
I never had a mind to begin with. I think I would make somebody, do something really silly, like really outrageous.
I would make someone dance the Macarena.
There you go.
That would be funny.
I was also thinking about dancing, but I was thinking about dancing like on a car.
Okay.
Like make somebody like dress in drag and then, oh my God, can I be a ghost and haunt like Ron DeSantis? And I'll dress him in drag and make him like dance on a top of a car for everybody to see.
That's funny.
Can I do that?
I mean, you could. Maybe.
You just have to die now.
if you believed in ghosts.
I do believe in ghosts.
I do believe in ghosts. They may know where that's from.
It's the Wizard of Oz, if you didn't know. yes. My love language, saying quotes from movies. yeah. So what's your next question?
That was my next question.
Well, that was your next question. Why did I think we're still talking about the, have you ever been to some place? Because we were talking about ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So I was still stuck on my last question. What is your go-to comfort food?
Chinese food. Usually like General Tso's or spare ribs from a Chinese place. Oh my God.
Yes.
That would be, if I'm like annoyed or mad or something, or I just don't want to cook, that would be what I would always order.
Mm, that's fair. Fried rice is my shit. Mm. I love that. Fried rice.
So okay, what, she's dying now.
I'm sorry, I like choked on my own saliva trying to die to become a ghost so I could go haunt Ron to sleep.
When was the last time you were so deep in thought that you walked into a road sign? And I know you have.
Listen, it's been a while. Probably I haven't walked into like a road sign in a while, but I have walked into like the wall at work. That was last week.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, what about you?
I mean, I don't know that I have ever been so deep in thought that I've walked into something, mainly because I don't really walk and think at the same time. Well, that sounds like I'm an idiot.
No, there's a lot of people that don't have like a running dialogue in their head.
Yeah.
which I'm although, like, I don't understand.
It's not that I don't. It's that I don't have enough of a running dialogue that I can't focus on what I'm doing as well. Like, I'll have those things where, oh, that person's shoes look ugly. That person looks like they're losing their mind. What is that stupid thing over there? Like, that's all running in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I can still focus on, like, not running into walls or not walking into things. And I don't usually walk and use my phone at the same time either, because it's dangerous.
Oh, I do that. I do that. I also used to read and walk. But I was very good at, like, not running into people.
And that's how Sarah dies.
Yep.
What's your next question?
My next question is, if you could explore any place, past or present, where would you go?
Alcatraz again.
Ooh, yes.
Like, we went to Alcatraz, but I want to, like, be able to, like, openly explore all parts of it. And we were, like, relegated to a specific section of Alcatraz.
Right.
Which it was still amazing. It was really fun. And I think my biggest issue with the, like, going, there's a time where, like, there's a last theory that goes back and you have to be on it. Like, they kick you out.
Mm.
And it's like, we were only here for a couple of hours and I wanted to spend more time here.
Right.
But that was where I would want to go. What about you?
You know, there's so many different places, but I think if I could explore any place, I would want to explore the Library of Alexandria.
Okay.
Like, I know that a lot of book lovers bring that one up. But I'm just like, if I could go back in time and I could explore the Library of Alexandria, I could bring some of that information back with me because it would be in my head. And so I'm just like thinking, okay, I could bring some of that cool stuff to the present. But I think another area I would want to be exploring Egypt when they were building the pyramids, because I want to see how they were doing it.
I want to see all the slave labor and all the people that died while putting together the pyramids. That's nice, Sarah.
You know.
That's really nice, Sarah. Wow. Jeez.
I know.
Canceled.
Canceled. I am a terrible person.
And then my next one, it's not my next one, but it's one that I want to get to before we end. What were the last five things you Googled? And I have a screenshot, because I knew I was like, oh, I'm going to answer it too. So,
okay.
And I have a reason for the things that I Googled. There's nothing like lascivious or crazy, but although I don't remember this one. Oh no, I do now. Okay.
Okay. So the last five things I Googled according to Google, I looked up the Jersey Devil just a little bit ago. We all know why I did that.
Yeah.
I looked into canceling my IAPWE membership, which is a writing thing. It's supposed to help freelance writers get more work. It has not helped me. The Red Sleeve, which is a Korean movie. Jonathan Majors, the actor who's currently getting a lot of shit for getting arrested for domestic violence.
Oh, that's fun.
Because I was like, that name sounds familiar. Have I seen him in anything? And then, so then I was looking him up and I was like, oh yeah, I have seen him in this. And then also TurboTax, because I had to go look up my stuff to give to my ex so he could file his taxes.
Oh, that's fun. So mine, two of them are because I wanted to make sure I was spelling the name correctly. One of those is Katie Porter, who is a representative from California. And then the other one is Tyler Oakley. I wanted to make sure I was spelling his last name correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked him up. And then Shotgun Wedding. Kristen and I were talking about, she watched the movie Shotgun Wedding with J-Lo and someone else. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, why did they even call it a shotgun wedding? So I looked up that and found out that the reason they call it a shotgun wedding is because the father of the bride that's pregnant says, if you don't get married, I'll shoot you with my shotgun.
Yep.
Basically. And then the last thing, there's two more. So there's the case for assessments in manufacturing. I Googled that, and that was for writing a paper.
Mm.
I don't just look that up out of fun.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And then I have two more. There's Linktree, which I was looking into making like a Linktree to put it on like our social media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then what quarterly taxes are due for an LLC in Rhode Island. Very boring.
You know.
There's also Cabesco 28.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either. And I think, I can't remember what it was. I think we were watching a video and she said she put it in Cabesco 28. Oh, it's lip balm. Okay.
It's lip balm.
I think Ryan told me about it, so I Googled it and looked it up. Okay, that makes sense. But I do, a lot of the times I Google, I search things on my phone, and my phone is always in like private mode or incognito, whatever the incognito mode is or whatever it's called. So it doesn't like it doesn't register anything. I don't know why. I don't change it. And that's just what it's on.
Okay. You know. All right. Let's see. How many pets have you had over your lifetime? And is there one that you miss more than the others?
So let's see. I had Goldie, which was a golden retriever when I was little. And then I had Buddy, who was a black lab, and Booger. I did not name him. I rescued him from my neighbor, and he was a Rottweiler that my neighbor would beat, and he was looking for him when he was moving, and I hid him from him so that he couldn't take him.
Nice.
And then I had
Child James saving the day.
Maggie, another black lab that I rescued from my brother, because he got it. He got her, and he was like, oh, I can't have her anymore, so I'm just going to take her and drop her off somewhere. I was like, no, you're not. You're going to give her to me. And she was a puppy. I'm like, you can't do that to a puppy. So I took her from him. And then, so after Maggie, it was just Bobo. I haven't really had that many dogs. And then there was like Sheba, but she wasn't my dog. She was my stepdad's dog that my mom stole from him.
Right.
And I mean, of those dogs, I would say I probably miss Sheba the most. Like Bobo's still alive and kicking, so I don't have to miss him. Because I get to see him. But Sheba, she was a great dog. I loved her. She was sweet. I remember when she started getting older, she started like having accidents and stuff. And then like one day we couldn't find her. So she went somewhere and died.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, I understand that you're doing this because you don't want me to be sad, but now I'm even sadder because I don't know where you are.
Yeah.
I've had so many pets, so many over my lifetime.
Oh, Sarah, why?
Good.
Oh.
You're a terrible person.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to be a terrible person question. I made James cry. Are you okay? Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. I did not anticipate making you cry because you're not a crier.
Jesus.
Okay. You're going to make me start crying and then we're really going to be in trouble.
Anyways, continue with your pets.
I too had a golden retriever named Sunny, though, instead of Goldie. I think that's a requirement for Indiana children to have a golden retriever that they name something related to the coloring of the dog.
I mean, I don't think you can get any more on the nose than Goldie.
Right. But yeah, Sunny. We had Micah, who was a beagle. We had Sammy, who was a hunting dog. We, at one point in time, we had like 6 dogs at the same time. Like, so many pets. But I think the one I miss the most is a tie. So it's a tie between Sunny, my golden retriever, because he was a very lovely dog. He was a little brain damaged because he was a little inbred. Golden retrievers also just kind of are derps. I love them, but they're derpy. But he was a very sweet dog. And then Forgiven, who was my cat, and he was not very old. He was maybe not even a year old, and he got hit by a car. So like, and I think about him often because he's one of the only pets that I still have like pictures of.
Yeah.
So
well, moving on to my next question, because I can't.
Fair.
If Robert has 7 glazed donuts, chocolate glazed donuts, and Melissa has brown eyes, how many times does the gray squirrel fall off the tire swing when the yellow bird sings?
Jesus. Okay. All right. Wait. So Robert has how many glazed chocolate donuts?
7.
7? Okay. Melissa has brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And the squirrel is gray.
And there's a yellow bird singing. Yeah. I think the answer is 42 red hens.
No, it's 7.
Okay. All right. Why is it 7?
If there's a number question, Sarah, my answer and the answer is always going to be 7. You should know this by now.
Is 7 just your favorite number?
Whenever it comes to answering questions about 7, yeah. Or about numbers, yeah.
Okay. 7's your favorite number. Got it. Oh my goodness. See, you come up with those and it always throws me out of whack. I'm just like, the fuck?
And what a good time to take it, because you made me freaking cry.
I'm so sorry. Okay, you have discovered the key to immortality. Do you share it with the world?
Sure, why not?
Like, yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm always of the mind that if you have knowledge of something, it's better to share it than to keep it to yourself.
I don't think I would tell the whole world. I think I would tell like a select few people.
Yeah, but then they would be able to tell people.
But like, yeah, they'd be able to tell people, but then that would be on them. So when the world is overrun because all these old ass rich white motherfuckers want to take over the world and now they have immortality, that's not going to be my fault.
But if everybody has immortality, then why does it matter?
I guess I just feel like those people don't need immortality.
Yeah, but then how do you know that the people that you give immortality won't do the same thing with it?
I mean, that's true.
So then if everyone has it, then there's no issue.
Just don't feel like there are people that deserve to live forever.
I mean, I don't either, but that wasn't the question.
I tell you what. I know who I'm sharing immortality with.
Bobo?
Yes.
So I don't have to have a breakdown?
Yes. Bobo gets the immortality. Boris gets the immortality. Yumi, Sam, you know.
I don't want to live forever.
You don't want to live forever?
No.
Well, fine then. I don't really want to live forever either.
I want to find out if ghosts are real and then haunt the shit out of people, because I think it'll be funny.
Oh yeah, no. I know that you're going to come back and haunt the shit out of me if you die before I do. Oh my god.
So my next question is, what is one television show you remember watching as a child that you would wish they would bring back?
Actually, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because I was just talking about it earlier. The original Power Rangers.
I mentioned Power Rangers earlier too.
Right? The original Power Rangers are doing a movie where like they save, they're like helping Trini's daughter like against Rita Repulsa, and like pretty much everybody's come back for it. Everybody who's alive anyway.
No.
And I'm just like, yes, I'm so here for that, because like the Power Rangers when I was a kid was just a different level.
Yeah. Didn't one of the Power Rangers die?
One of the Power Rangers, that Power Rangers died really recently.
Yeah.
The one who played Tommy, the green/white Ranger. But the woman who played Trini, the Yellow Ranger, passed away back in the 90s. Yeah.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
So, but yeah. And so in the movie, they're like, oh, her daughter, like Trini got killed by Rita Repulsa. And they're with her daughter, like going to go defeat her. And I was just like, yes, I'm here for this. Absolutely.
That's funny. It reminds me of the like the Kill Bill where Vivica A. Fox gets killed by Uma Thurman.
Mm.
And like her daughter sees it, or like sees that she's dead. And she's like, she tells her, if you still feel bad about it when you get older, feel free to come after me. And I think that like there's been talks about making that movie. So that would be interesting.
But for me,
for the television show that I would want to watch, mm-hmm. Would be like either Aw Real Monsters or Ren and Stimpy.
That's fair.
I loved Ren and Stimpy when I was little. And Aw Real Monsters, they were my favorite.
I didn't watch Aw Real Monsters because my mom didn't like it. I have seen a few episodes of Ren and Stimpy before my mom stopped me from watching it. I don't know. I would want them to bring like Doug back.
Oh yeah, Doug is a good one.
I love Doug. I'd be here for a Doug reboot.
Or Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah. I did watch the movie that they put out.
Of Doug?
Of Rocco's Modern Life.
Hmm.
I would love it if they bring back like Invader Zim. I loved Invader Zim.
Yeah.
But you know, gone are the days of good TV. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't really watch TV that much anymore.
I don't either.
Like the only thing we watch on TV is RuPaul's Drag Race. And like the RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars and those things.
Yeah, yeah. We
don't watch them on live TV. I either buy it or we watch it streaming, so we don't have to watch stupid commercials.
There you go. I've recently been watching American Dad, which it's terrible. Yeah. I don't know why I watch it.
It's terrible, but it's good.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's pretty awful. I think my problem with it right now is that, like, Seth MacFarlane seems to have this thing where when he starts running out of, like, actually relevant comedy, he just falls back on rape jokes.
Yeah, or
which I think are not funny.
Or homophobic jokes,
which is so weird because he claims to be an ally.
Yeah.
And I'm just over here like, the further along the show goes, the increase you see in those types of jokes.
Yeah.
And then the more bored I get with it, because I'm just like, this isn't funny anymore. This is just stupid. So, like, which is why I quit watching Family Guy ages and ages and ages ago. I didn't even bother with the Cleveland show.
It wasn't that good.
So.
And it got canceled pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just like, he has the capability of being really funny, but he does this thing where when he starts running out of material, he'll just start throwing. Oh, the other thing that he'll do is he'll throw in a lot of anti-Semitic jokes.
Yeah. Which
are like really like harp on the fact that somebody's Jewish. And I'm just like, bro, like, come on, dial it back just a little bit. Jesus Christ. And I've been rewatching ER.
Oh, yeah. Which.
I love ER.
It's not running anymore. I was going to say it's still running, but it isn't.
No. It stopped. They stopped doing new episodes for it in like the 2000s, though. It was a long ass show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll get through all those seasons. That's a lot.
Ooh, and Charmed.
Ooh.
And they did just recently bring, like, they did a reboot of Charmed, and I watched it after it had been canceled. It was okay. It wasn't the same, though. And I liked it, but I didn't think it was as good as the original.
You know, and I think there's something to be said for, like, some things are just too unique to reboot.
Yeah, without, like,
unique,
like, the
to
main
that time.
Yeah. Without, I mean, I think if you bring in the main character, like, the characters that were in it, and, like, just pick up and do, like, see how what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's nice. Like, if they were to actually do a reboot of Charmed, which I don't think they will, because I don't think Alyssa Milano will actually do it. And if they can get all those people involved and just show, like, what it is now, like, right, where they are now.
I think it would be like with, I don't know. I don't think that would be any better either, honestly. No.
But, or maybe just a movie.
Or just a movie. Like, I'd be okay with, like, maybe like a 3-part mini series, you know? Do you remember when they used to do tons of mini series?
Yeah.
When we were younger? I'm just like, why can't we do more of those? Like, bring back the mini series.
Well, I just have a few more questions.
Okay. I also just have a few more.
Okay.
I'm like looking over and going, which ones do I want to skip? Because there's a couple that I feel like we've already answered.
Yeah.
If you had to choose, so you have to choose, would you marry the person you lost your virginity to or work your first job all over again?
Well, I don't think men actually have a virginity.
I guess it depends on how you think of virginity.
Yeah.
Because if you think of virginity as the person that you first, like, experienced sexual interaction with.
I mean, sure. I'll go with that one.
Okay.
Because it was a person that I didn't, like, it was a sister's friend. So wasn't that big of a deal. And it was just a one-time thing.
Mm.
I was also very young.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Very young.
Too young. So would you marry that person or would you work your first job all over
again? I would marry that person.
You'd marry that person.
Yeah, I could never work at Long John Silver's again. I would rather stick my hand in the fryer.
See, I think this one's funny. And let me tell you why I think this one's funny. I think this one's funny because legally I am still married to the person that I lost my virginity to.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I have already, like, if we're talking about, like, my first paying job, like, that I had to pay taxes on job.
Isn't it working at the bookstore? Did you pay taxes there?
I didn't have to pay tax. I didn't make enough doing that. It would be Kohl's.
Oh.
So, and I've already worked for Kohl's 3 times. No. So, like, I guess it doesn't really matter either way.
If I could, I mean, like, my very first, it was a volunteer job. So I didn't get paid, but I worked in, and this is going to sound really weird based on the conversations we've already had, the pediatric ward of, or not the pediatric ward, the pediatric, no, wasn't the pediatric one. It was the, like the postpartum.
Like the natal unit?
Yeah. of the hospital. I was a junior volunteer.
Wow.
And I remember doing it and putting together, like, giving people ice chips and putting together, like, mother, like, new mom packet. And then one time they didn't have enough for me to do, so they moved me over to the pediatric unit, where it was young children that had a terminal disease, and they were, like, there getting treatments and stuff like that. And this sounds terrible, but the only reason I bring it up is because I remember going over and hanging out with this one little boy and playing Sega Genesis. And that's, like, what we did all day.
Nice.
Which is weird because I hate children.
I mean, I guess it's one of those situations where it's not, like, all children, just the majority of children. I think if we want to get technical, because I've been working, like, earning money since I was 10, because I used to clean houses for my relatives and I used to, like, babysit all the time. So, like, if we want to get technical, I would love to go back to babysitting all the time. I love children.
Ew, gross.
I know. I don't have the stamina to clean houses anymore.
No.
I can't even keep my own room clean, let alone
the stamina to watch children, though, because that's a lot of energy.
Probably not. If I'm being honest, I want to. I miss working as a Montessori teacher. That was fun. I loved working with the babies, but yeah.
Okay, my next question is, if you could have any accent in the world, what one would you choose?
Australian. I love Australian accents.
Yeah, I think I would probably do, like, Irish.
Yeah, I think that would be my second choice, or Scottish.
Yeah, Irish or Scottish.
And like, let's be real here. The main reason that I want one of those accents is so I can sound classy anytime I say cunt.
I don't know that that makes you sound classy. Just
shh, quiet time. I don't know what I sound very classy. Thank you. Very classy lady.
All right.
Do you think we will ever live on another planet?
I will not personally ever live on another planet. No, I don't know that we will ever get there in, like, our lifetime.
I don't think we'll get there in our lifetime. No.
Maybe in, like, a few, like, 100 years or so, possibly, but not in our lifetime.
Yeah. Like, in the next generation or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime, but I do think that eventually we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to, considering the rate that we're destroying the planet. So,
I mean, honestly, if they would just focus their
time and energy on restoring the planet to what it was.
Yeah. Like, fixing the issues we've caused and preventing them from causing any further harm, then I don't see it as being an issue.
Yeah. Like, why would we do that, though? Because that would make sense.
Why do that when we can spend billions on billions of more dollars trying to move to another planet?
Right. With Elon Musk blowing up
rockets. His space penis.
Yes, his space penis.
Ridiculous. If you could push someone off of a bridge and you know they wouldn't get hurt, would you?
No. Because I would feel bad anyway.
I would.
You're like, I'm throwing them off the bridge. I'm picking up and heaving them.
I said push, not throw. Push.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would. Just because I think I would feel bad.
I would, especially if they were, like, an annoying child. Or
yeah, just but someone. Then they're going to be like, oh, that was fun. Do it again.
And then I would, because it would make me. I used to do that with my nephews. Not push, like, throw them in a lake.
There you go. Yeah. Throwing them in the lake is different.
Is it?
No. I was trying. Have you ever met or interacted with someone famous?
No, I don't think so.
I have a couple, actually, that I have met / interacted with. So I waited on Jesse Eisenberg at the BMV. I remember that.
Yeah.
Which that was wild. I've met several K-pop people. I met Jamie Campbell Bauer and his band. Got my picture taken with them. I met Chadwick Hall, and I used to be friends with Michaela Cole on Twitter until we friend broke up. So I'm like,
oh, I have to take mine back because that's not true. Miss Coco Peru.
That's right.
I have interacted with her. She follows me on Instagram, and I have requested. I got a cameo from her.
I remember that.
And it was an amazing cameo. I loved it. It wasn't even for me. It was for Ryan, but it was great. I loved it.
It was fantastic.
But other than that, no. And then who would you love to see on Drag Race All Stars?
Like, anybody or a particular drag queen?
A particular drag queen. Like, from I mean, they would have to have gone through all Drag Race to be on Drag All Stars.
Right. I don't know everybody that's won, but I love Jinx Monsoon.
But did you not watch All Star 7?
Did I watch All Star 7 with you?
I don't know. Ryan? It was just last year, and Jinx Monsoon won.
Oh, Jinx Monsoon did win, yeah.
I would love to see Bob back on All Stars. I think they would do it. And they were kind of twisted, a little annoyed when they didn't get asked to do All Star 7 with Monet.
Mm.
And then, I mean, honestly, I know Willem will never do it, but I think Willem would be hilarious to be on All Stars again, but
right,
he'll never do it.
I would be excited to see Willow Pill.
Why are you choosing winners? Like, that's not the intention between All Stars. It's for people that didn't win the original season.
Because I love Willow Pill.
Oh, she's a Willow Pill.
I just love winners, okay?
Yeah. I mean, if there was another all winners season, I think Willow Pill would be a good one to watch. Although, no, I'll say that. Yeah, like Willow Pill, Bob would be fun to watch on there. I can't think of anyone else that I would want to see from a winner, like a winner.
Right.
And then I only have one more.
Okay. My last one is, do you have any really funny sexual experiences?
No, mine are all vanilla.
Yours are all vanilla.
Yeah.
So,
we were supposed to be watching, this is really weird. We were supposed to be watching, The Conjuring. Like, I brought The Conjuring over for us to watch, and we did not end up watching The Conjuring.
That sounds about right.
It was no one you know.
Oh, there we go. Mine is also no one that you know, but when you knew me, I'd only slept with two people. So, there was this guy that I went on a date with, and it was our first date, but we'd been like chatting for a little bit. I feel like I just need to preface that by saying, like, yes, I will sleep with somebody on the first date, but usually we've been talking for a bit before the first date. So that I'm prefacing. So anyway, so in person though, there was just not a lot of chemistry, like not a lot of like conversational chemistry, I guess. We did end up having sex, and like we had sex in the back of his car, and it was going really, really well. Like everything was great. And then as he was finishing, he said, "Oh yeah, like the Kool-Aid man?"
God. No. 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 No, Sarah. No. Yikes. Like, was it intentional? Is that, like, did you ask? Did you confront this person about this and be like, do you know?
Person about this, because I think that's just how he...
Oh, God.
So anyway, I'm there, and I am trying not to laugh in this man's face. Please, for a moment, be me with this God. Man.
No.
Going, oh yeah,
no. No, that's insane.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my best story, I think.
God, no, that's insane. That's gross. That's dumb. That's stupid.
You're like, I hate everything about that.
Do you have three Lovitz and three Shovitz you want to talk about?
Do I what?
Do you have three Lovitz and three Shovitz you want to talk about?
Three Lovitz and three Shovitz. I love the thunderstorms that we've been having here. They're great. Fantastic. A+. I love Liquid Death. Again, not a sponsor. Should be, considering how much I drink them. And I love you. You're my third Lovitz. My Shovitz include the delivery driver, like, harassing me about the tip.
Did he stop?
Yeah, after I was like, I'm reporting you.
Oh,
and he's like, okay. I'm like, okay. So shove that guy. Shove capitalism and shove cancer.
No. So I would say I love the pettiness that is Disney's response to Ron DeSantis.
That's fair.
I love that Sasha Colby won RuPaul's Drag Race. Spoiler alert for those of you that didn't see it, which it's over a week. So if you didn't see it, do you really like RuPaul's Drag Race?
Do you really like RuPaul's Drag Race?
And I love the cast of the All Stars season 8 that was just released yesterday.
Oh, nice.
It's an exciting cast. There's a lot of queens that I would like to see on that I like that I'm glad they're getting a second chance. James Mansfield is one of them.
Nice.
Love James Mansfield. And then there's also Alyssa. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Not Alyssa. What is her name, Sarah?
I don't know.
There's a lot of them that I'm really excited to see. Candy Muse is not one of them that I'm excited to see again because she kind of was irritating the first time. So that, I mean, that would be one of my shove it. I understand the reasoning behind Candy Muse because she was quote unquote good television for the Drag Race franchise, mm-hmm. but she grated on my nerves.
Fair.
The other shove it would be Ron DeSantis. Go yep. sit on a stick.
Yep.
And then people that don't know how to drive well, like literally get your shit together. I have to commute too much to not have to deal with your crap.
Mm.
Also, I just barely see this. But there's like you're in a different filming location.
Oh yes.
And there's like right behind your right shoulder,
mm-hmm.
just these phantom pictures of some Asian person that I can just faintly see.
So that is JYJ. They're a K-pop group.
It's just every now and then I'll glance and I'll see it and be like, oh, okay, it's Asian people.
It's a poster. It's a poster. It's not something looming over Sarah. Which would be mortifying. I get scared sometimes thinking something like that might happen. Like there might be something behind me. Which yeah. is why I'm glad that you do the thing that you do where you put the background as like the Aurora Borealis lights. Yeah. I'm just like, good, because I don't have to see if there's something behind Jay.
Yeah, but wouldn't it freak you out if something just appeared? Like Ryan just appeared behind me?
It would freak me out so bad. No, there was one time that you didn't have that background up, and I thought the bathroom door behind you was moving.
Well, it wouldn't have been the bathroom door, because it's not the bathroom, but...
Closet door. Whatever. There's a door behind you.
The door to the hallway.
Okay. I don't know how you're orientated in that room, so I'm like...
Yeah. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Nope. I'm not even gonna get to hang out with Nick and Horace this weekend. Well, I'll get to hang out with them on Sunday, but Nick's mama's coming this weekend, so I'm pretty much just gonna be on my lonesome.
Nick, I don't know if you heard that, but last week she called you boring, and this week she had to think of your name.
I did not have to think of his name. I did not call you him did, boring.
But you did. I think we're going to go watch the new Evil Dead movie.
Oh, yeah. My manager's going to go watch that this weekend.
It's supposed to rain again tomorrow. On Sunday, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's Saturday. Mm. So Ryan was like, well, what do you want to do this weekend? Do you want to go see the new Evil Dead movie? I was like, sure, why not? So yeah. We're going to go see that. And I should have done this at the beginning, and I might actually cut it in at the beginning, but... I want to give a shout out to a podcast that follows us on Instagram that has been interacting with us a little bit. It's called One Nothing Podcast.
One Nothing Podcast. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I listened to a couple of their episodes, and they basically talk about like, I think the one that I listened to last was about a murder that happened between a wife and a husband, and the wife killed the husband. I didn't get to listen to too much of it because it was when my phone was screwing up, and then other podcasts that I listened to had updated by that time, so they're always like my top first. Mm-hmm. But it, like she's been interacting and commenting and sharing our stuff, and she gave us a shout on her podcast last week, so I thought I would do the same thing.
Oh nice, that's exciting. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to go listen to her now.
Yeah,
I like murder stuff, so
yeah. I mean, so far it's been interesting, I think, and I'm gonna give her some feedback. It sounds like she's in a cave. Which I can't say much because there's sometimes when you can barely hear me on this because of the where the microphone is based and me trying to figure out a good orientation of my microphone and not moving my face too much. So it happens. So I understand. And it's I think it's like this past week was either their fifth or sixth episode. So they're new.
Nice. They're new. They're doing great.
Yeah.
Love that.
So fun times. All right. Ready for my scripted close?
I am ready for your scripted close. I'm ready to call it a podcast.
All right. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please like, comment, follow, and subscribe. And leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help the podcast grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our Instagram handle is at NowAboutThatPod, as well as our Twitter handle. If you have something specific you would like us to discuss on the episode of the podcast, guest, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, and leave your contact information in the contact us section with whatever you would like us to discuss. We also have a phone number, so if you would like to give us a call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text, you can do that to the phone number 765-557-4170. And thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on Monday. And Sarah, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll be right back.